Hi, this is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, promoting civil government school system abolition. I just read Ellsworth E. McIntyre's How to Become a Millionaire in Christian Education. It is a good book, even though it is not really about what the title suggests. Mr. McIntyre was good to read because as a reverend and private school administrator, he knows what he's talking about. He writes specifically about the Wycliffe model, quote, "Throughout church history, renewal has ordinarily come by means of men and ministries outside the camp," citing Exodus 29:14. "Because of deep-seated heresies or self-serving bureaucracy, revival, by necessity, prospers outside churches. After the elect return to lawful obedience, the revival is forced on the local church," end quote. I find what he says there intriguing, as I can see where an American revival may possibly come to pass if we can continue building Christian education outside the church. According to Reverend McIntyre, Wycliffe's ministry had three characteristics common to most genuine revivals. First, it was a biblical revival, not an emotional bath. Second, it was funded without dependence on apostates. And third, his message was delivered in spite of and independent of the local church. End quote. That is great news for the homeschool movement, which is predominantly Christian, in that it is possible that sometime soon here in this country we will have a revival. After all, there has been a return to biblical education and thought, abandoning emotion. The same movement has been funded by the sacrificers, genuine believers in obedience to God. And finally, the gospel message and Jesus' lordship is being perpetuated outside the local churches. Praise Jesus for what he has allowed us to do in this great nation. May he even deliver us from evil and into a revival never before experienced on this earth. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.